Hour back with Worship Factor on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kim DeBrine with Rod Schreck and Gospel Monique Donnelly. And this is our Exposed segment on Worship Factory. Get connected on Worship Factory at worshipfactory.net for networking. And John and Mariana, they actually are having a conversation last week. So let's talk, let's get back into what happened last week and where you guys are headed.
Go ahead. Mariana. I will let Mariana.
Oh, that's so sweet. We're going with what we were talking about last week, our pocket topic. I guess we named it Lukewarm Christian because I think that's what we're the whole point of it is, you know, don't be a lukewarm Christian. You're either all in or you're not.
I like the term quit being a sissy, but they didn't like that. So.
Yeah, it's a little too long to put quit being a sissy pocket topic.
You know? Carmen Twilley says, don't be a punk.
Don't be a punk.
Don't be a punk.
I'm sorry, but that sounds like Mr. What's that one from A-Team?
Mr. T.
Mr.
T, that's right.
Don't be a punk.
Pity the fool.
But what we're talking about is Monique was saying, faith without works is dead. And, you know, the point is you got to be all in or you're all out.
Well, and you know the other scripture about lukewarm Christians, right? You are neither hot nor cold. So what does God do? He spits you out of his mouth. That's pretty graphic. You're neither hot nor cold. I'm going to spit you out.
Well,
yeah. I don't want to
speak
be spit
for
out.
Yourself about not being hot. If you're
hungry. Mouth.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. But, you know, and we were also talking about how, you know, sin is fun and everything. Oh, yeah, it's fun to smoke pot. It's fun to get wasted. It's fun to, you know, do all this awesome stuff. But it's eventually, you know, leads to death. And the only answer to our problems, whatever it is that we're doing, it leads to God. It's God who figures it out. If you've got an issue that you're working on, you know, God is the answer to all of those things.
Right.
And he is the one who fixes all of that. It's not validation from friends. It's not any of that.
Right.
And
it doesn't matter what kind of things we stuff in our void to make us feel better, you know, whether that's if we're addicted to people or addicted to a good feeling that we get when
we're mustaches.
He called me out on it.
No,
I have an addiction to fake mustaches.
That's good hearted. We don't have mustaches today. Our guest isn't wearing mustaches,
Richie?
Therefore.
No,
Richie,
I
you lucked out.
One, though, but not
can you grow one in the next 5 minutes? Ready, go.
Yeah. That's usually a tradition of ours, but we're not going to make you do that this time.
But I think one thing that we wanted to extend from last week is, you know, before I had my Alzheimer's / pothead moment, is you don't have to be perfect to be a Christian because
That's
there is no such thing as a perfect Christian.
Reach, Mariana. Such
now,
wisdom.
I'd
there
like
is
to let
no such
know.
Thing.
Worship Factory does not promote smoking pot. Just want to throw that out there in the airwaves. Just want to throw it out there.
FYI.
Yeah, I'm surrounded by them. I'm the good one. You feel free to mess
with
me.
Dude, when you live in California, in LA, you know, you're going to come across some curly.
Have you, Richie, have you ever been in that environment where you've kind of been tempted? Like, you're around
well, absolutely.
Party
and,
environment?
In the earlier part of my career, it was kind of like, you know, Woodstock, shall we say, you know, but when
Woodstock,
you know, I mean, I didn't go there. I'm not that old, but I, you know what I'm saying? There's stages. Everyone has stages in their lives of things that they may have encountered. And the beautiful thing about it is that when the Lord saves you and you realize, you know, the changes that can happen in your life, you're able to walk away from those things. And
I think,
as I said, I think early in an earlier segment, we all have stages in our life in which things happen. And if that was something that maybe happened or was a temptation, thank the Lord. He's there to help us move away from it.
That's
you
right.
know,
mm-hmm.
And
that's
as you get closer to him through his word, you know, the stronger you're able to deal with it.
That's right. I totally agree with that. And it's not to say that God doesn't want us to enjoy his creation, to enjoy the good things that he's, you know, provided on this earth. Ephesians? Over and over again, you know, the king has said, I've tried this. And it comes down to enjoy life. And God wants us to enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they cannot have a hold over us.
Don't have it control you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't have it be the center of your life.
Right.
And another thing that Monique, we were also talking about a few days ago, was boundaries are good. And you go to any self-help book, and they will tell you boundaries are good, boundaries are healthy. Right. You need to know where are my limits. But the best self-help book you could ever get is the Bible.
That's right.
So,
well, I like to cross the boundaries. I love
walking. Why am I not
walking,
surprised,
yes, all
Mr.
the time.
John?
But real quick, just want to remind everybody.
Yeah, you should
listening.
See him coloring. color outside the lines.
Yes, I do. I'm a horrible, I don't even color the picture. I'm like on the table accidentally, and I'm like, how did that even get there? But you are listening to KKLA. This is Worship Factory, the Exposed section. Listen to us every Saturday night on 99.5. Or you can actually go to worshipfactory.net, and you can listen to it on there. It's real simple, real
Look
easy.
Look at that. You can go to our podcast.
That's right. And she said podcast, not podcast. So I understand what
oh
you
gosh.
Have to pay attention. We are in studio with Richie, and we're talking about lukewarm Christians. Richie, what are your thoughts on lukewarm Christians?
Well, it's a tough subject in the sense that things happened in people's lives at different times. Maybe at the beginning they get really strong, you know, they turn their lives to the Lord and they go to church and they follow all these things like that. And maybe there's a little disappointment or something that they may not agree with, and they'll pull away, and then they start getting kind of cold to it. What I say to anyone is that you have to have your relationship directly with the Lord as to how it works in your life, and it gives you the Bible so that you can be guided. You know,
right.
I mean, when you accept the Lord in your life, I mean, I have a verse here where it's in Colossians 2:3 where he's. How do you call verse 12, where it's called the character of the new man, you know? And so when you turn your life to the Lord, there's a new character. There's things that if you follow these steps, you'll be okay. And it won't you won't be in a lukewarm situation because you have these guidelines to abide,
that?
Go by.
Can you read that?
It's called the character of the new man. It means, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so also you must do. So I'm just saying, so if you
That's
have all of
point.
These things, if your humility, long-suffering, these...
Well, and to go off of what you're saying, I have found personally in my life, if I'm keeping busy doing the right things, I'm going to be less tempted doing the wrong things.
Right.
You know, idle hands are... the devil's workmanship. You know, that's totally true. If you're not constantly being disciplined with your time, quiet time with God, or reading, or volunteering at church or whatever, then, you know, you get yourself in a bad place.
And two things too that are really important is that what you said, it's about your relationship with God. Your relationship with God is a one-on-one relationship with Him. It's not a religion.
Right.
Whatever denomination you
it's
are.
It's not rules.
It's not rules. It's not about, do I have to do these things in order to get to heaven? It's about, how is my communication with Him? Right. Have I talked to Him? Does He know what I'm going through? Right. Have I been telling Him this?
And as we read God's word, we get familiar with how God speaks to us. So that's why it's so vitally important that we know the word of God, which I think a lot of people look at as the rules. But it's to get to know God's voice.
Exactly. And another thing, too, is that it's all about it's not about the, you know, I know we call this the lukewarm Christian. But the whole point is not about, am I being a good Christian? Am I being a bad Christian? It's about taking your choices, assessing them. And going through and analyzing, being aware of what you're doing. And then as you're aware of the choices that you're doing, that's where your relationship with God comes in play.
Well, you know, in the Lord's word, He gives us the tools, you know.
Right.
And He tells us, follow these tools, or use these tools, and you'll be able to live a life in order.
Right.
Because it's about living your life in order, you know.
Yeah, He created us. He knows what's best for us. And that's kind of our rule book, to know what is best for us.
Right. So He gave us, He gives us the freedom of choice. He doesn't, you know, like they say, put a gun to your head and say, you do this or that. And then, we're not coming free of our will to Him. So those are the things that I found, you know, in that And, you know, like they say, the Lord works in mysterious ways.
Mm-hmm.
That's why some people, when they say to one person, oh, man, you know, you don't come to the Lord and you're being this and this and that. It's just that it's not the way the Lord wants it to work for him right now.
Right.
You know, and for me, maybe, but not for him yet. So, you know, that's where the church comes in, and you have our pastors and our leaders that give us their sermons and
the guidance.
Guidance, and then each one, and it applies to each one's life in the Lord.
Yeah, and we're all in different seasons of our lives.
Absolutely.
And the thing that
Amen.
Yep.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Amen.
Yeah. I just love that God meets us where we're at, regardless of what the season is.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I've gone through many experiences in my life where, you know.
So we heard.
Shut up.
We found
Did
that all
just
out
last week. Radio? Is
yeah,
that allowed?
Unbelievable.
I don't know. Is that allowed? If
one way
not,
ticket
can we make
hell.
It allowed?
Yeah, that's what she just
Can we make it allowed? Can you slap him across the face for me? No, I've caught. You know what? I have.
Bongas. I'll hurt him.
Worship Factory does not promote domestic violence. I'm just going to let everybody know that right up front.
Well, I'm glad that I'm not married to you then.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, no. But the whole point is, you know, I've been through a lot of experiences in my life, and the point is that it is a season. You learn as you go along, and sometimes you have to take the bad and you see the good out of it. But that's the whole point of it. It's not about, am I doing good? Are my grades straight A's? You know, that's the thing.
And you have been listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM, and this is our Exposed segment. And we have been in studio with number one percussionist probably in the world, Richie Garcia. And Richie, we can't thank you enough for actually coming by and sharing your work, sharing your testimony with us, and we are just so blessed to have you in studio with
us. Well, it's my pleasure, and I'll be thrilled to come back and play a trash can anytime.
Get online, get connected. You can check Richie out. Go to his website as well, and you can also go to worshipfactory.net. Get online, get connected. You'll be able to see all of his data, all of his background, and everything else. Richie Garcia, we thank you so much. This is Worship Factory. Stay tuned, stay connected. See you next week.
Later.
Bye.